Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Amman on a two-day visit to Jordan, expresses confidence visit will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. Government says special intensive revision will remove fake voters from electoral rolls. Lok Sabha sends bill empowering higher educational institutions to joint parliamentary committee. Ukraine agrees to drop NATO membership ambition in exchange for Western security guarantees, rejects US push to cede territory to Russia. And in sports, Manu Bhakar and Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinch gold medals in women's 25-meter sports pistol events at National Shooting Championship in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Jordan's capital Amman this afternoon on the first leg of his three-nation visit, which includes Ethiopia and Oman. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi was received by his Jordan counterpart, Dr. Jafar Hassan, on his arrival at the airport. In a post on social media platform X, Prime Minister Modi said he is thankful to Mr. Jafar Hassan for the warm welcome. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his two-day visit to Jordan will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. He also said India and Jordan will keep working closely to further global good. In a series of posts, the Prime Minister said he is deeply touched by the warm welcome extended by the Indian community in Amman. The Prime Minister will be holding detailed discussions with King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein at Presidential Palace in a short while from now. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was received at the airport by Jordan's Prime Minister Jafar Hassan, along with the Minister of Industry, the Mayor of Amman, the Governor of Amman and the Director of Public Security. A guard of honor was accorded to the Indian Prime Minister on his arrival. This visit marks the first full-fledged bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Jordan in 37 years and comes at a significant time, as India and Jordan commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. He was also accorded a warm welcome upon his arrival at the hotel in the Jordanian capital. The Indian diaspora in Jordan extended a warm and enthusiastic welcome to the Prime Minister. India's rich cultural diversity was showcased in Amman through special cultural performances, with members of the Indian community presenting classical Indian dance form in his honor. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Amman.
After concluding his Jordan visit, Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman. The Prime Minister will reach Addis Ababa, the capital city of Ethiopia, tomorrow, where he will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the debate, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the ongoing exercise of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral roll is being conducted to remove fake voters from the voters' list. He said those opposing SIR have forgotten that the exercise is based on the idea put forward by the founder of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, and that the universal adult franchise is based on the principle of one person, one vote, one value.
The issue of electoral reforms is not a new one. India is known as the mother of democracy. It is the world's largest democracy, and its electoral process continues to nurture and strengthen this democratic system. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country is steadily moving towards the goal of a developed India by following the mantra of reform, perform and transform across all sectors.
Several other members participated in the discussion, including Sulata Deo of BJP, H.D. Devagowda of JDS, Professor Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Digvijay Singh and Randeep Surjewala of Congress. However, the discussion remained inconclusive and the chair adjourned the house to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill 2025, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha, has been referred to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m. today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the bill. Mr. Pradhan said the Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill aims to empower the universities and other higher educational institutions to achieve excellence in teaching, learning, research and innovation.
I rise to move further leave to introduce a bill to enable and empower the universities and other higher education institutions to achieve excellence in teaching, learning, research and innovation, and for that purpose to constitute a Vikasit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan to facilitate universities and other higher educational institutions to become independent self-governing institutions and to promote excellence through a robust and transparent system of accreditation and autonomy, and for matters of connected therewith or incidental thereto.
However, the opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, several MPs had emphasized wider consultations on the bill. He said considering their request, the government has proposed to send the bill to the JPC for wider consultation. The Lok Sabha has given its nod to the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2025-26, seeking the Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. Replying to the discussion in the House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said supplementary demands are necessary for a responsive government. The lower house also approved the Appropriation No. 4 Bill 2025. After concluding today's business, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House for the day. Our correspondent reports on today's proceedings in both Houses of Parliament.
Both Houses of Parliament faced adjournments today, with NDA MPs demanding apology from Congress leadership for making objectionable remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi during a rally. Over the issue, Lok Sabha faced two adjournments and Rajya Sabha faced one adjournment. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 2 p.m., three bills were introduced in the House. These are Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill, Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill, and Repealing an Amendment Bill 2025. However, the Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill was sent to Joint Parliamentary Committee for wider consultation. After that, the Lok Sabha devoted its time on discussing supplementary demands for grants. When the Rajya Sabha met at noon, it took up question hour. Later, the upper house resumed discussions on election reforms. With Anand and Suparna, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the draft electoral roll prepared under the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise will be published in the state tomorrow. Ahead of the release, special roll observers appointed by the Election Commission are reviewing and scrutinizing the revision process across several assembly constituencies in the state. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of the action plans aimed at tackling air pollution in Ghaziabad and Noida. During the meeting, the minister called for strict on-ground implementation of the air quality control action plans and directed a stringent action against non-compliant units. Mr. Yadav stressed on the involvement of public representatives and citizens to fight against air pollution in Delhi NCR. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index, or AQI, of the national capital was recorded at 413 as of 7 p.m. today. On the other hand, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions over Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh tomorrow. Northeastern region will also experience dense fog conditions. Newly appointed National Working President of the BJP, Nitin Naveen, today assumed charge at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended wishes to Mr. Naveen on taking charge as the National Working President today. Mr. Naveen is the youngest working president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. He currently represents the Bankipur Assembly constituency in Patna district and holds the road construction portfolio in the Nitish Kumar-led Bihar government. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that solar power in the country has increased by 46% in the last 11 years. Briefing media on the developments in the energy sector in New Delhi today, he said, India is now the fourth largest refining hub of coal highlighting more than 1 billion tons of coal production last year and reduction in imports by 8%. The minister asserted that country has transitioned from power scarcity to power security and now towards power sustainability.
We have a 500 gigawatt grid, one of the largest in the world, and a single integrated grid which can take care of the redundancy requirement, the surge of power which data centers cause. And as we are planning the growth in the years to come, there will be sufficient power available to make sure we can meet the needs of our people, our farmers, our industry and our commercial establishments, including data centers and GCCs.
India's merchandise trade deficit narrowed to $24.53 billion in November this year, driven by a fall in gold, oil and coal imports. According to provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, merchandise exports increased significantly to $38.13 billion in November. Goods imports fell slightly by 1.9% at $62.66 billion. The nation will observe Vijay Diwas tomorrow to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war leading to Bangladesh's liberation. On this day, the country remembers the ultimate sacrifice of the brave hearts whose stories inspire every Indian and remain a source of national pride. On the eve of Vijay Diwas, the Indian Army today organized Vijay Diwas at Home at Army House in New Delhi. The event was attended by President Draupadi Murmu and showcased indigenously developed technologies and niche capabilities, reflecting the Indian Army's steady transformation into a modern, innovative and self-reliant force. Students of Dhaka University held symbolic protests to mark the Martyred Intellectuals Day, condemning collaborators of Pakistani forces during the 1971 Liberation War. A signature board titled Silent Hatred was placed in the cafeteria of the university, allowing participants to leave messages denouncing those responsible for the killing of Bangladesh's intellectuals. Organizer Arafat Chaudhry, a law student at the university, said protests are aimed at ensuring future generations do not forget the brutal killings of intellectuals in the final days of the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed to drop his country's bid to join NATO in exchange for Western security guarantees, but rejected the U.S. push for ceding territory to Russia as he held talks with U.S. envoys on ending the war. Responding to journalists before the talks, President Zelensky said, since the U.S. and some European nations had rejected Ukraine's push to join NATO, Kyiv expects the West to offer a set of guarantees similar to those offered to the alliance members. On to sports now. In shooting, double Olympic medalist Manu Bhakkar and ISSF World Cup champion Simranpreet Kaur Brar bagged gold medals in the 68th National Shooting Championship competitions at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today. Manu Bhakkar won the gold in the final of senior women's 25-meter sports pistol event. Devya T.S. of Karnataka bagged silver, while Anjali Chaudhary claimed the bronze medal in the competition. Simranpreet Kaur Brar secured the yellow medal in junior women's 25-meter sports pistol event. In cricket, India opener Shefali Verma has been named ICC Women's Player of the Month for November following her decisive performance in the ODI World Cup final against South Africa. Shefali will next be seen in action when India faces Sri Lanka in the five-match T20 series starting on 21st of December. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Amman on a two-day visit to Jordan, expresses confidence visit will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. Government says special intensive revision will remove fake voters from electoral rolls. Lok Sabha sends bill empowering higher educational institutions to joint parliamentary committee. Ukraine agrees to drop NATO membership ambition in exchange for Western security guarantees, rejects U.S. push to cede territory to Russia. And in sports, Manu Bhakkar and Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinch gold medals in women's 25-meter sports pistol events at National Shooting Championship in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.